Welcome to the meeting, everyone. Just going to attempt to make this into a slideshow. Sorry, guys.
You had to do the function of fate thing.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Twice. Well, it won't. Okay, we'll have to deal with it.
Okay.
All right. This is the first meeting for developing our new product here. I'm Heather, I'm your project manager.
Hello.
Okay, so that was the opening. The first thing we'll do is get acquainted with one another. If everyone could go around and explain their role and their name.
Okay, my name is Poppy. I'm the industrial designer for this project. I'm going to be responsible for the functional design phase, also the conceptual design and the detailed design for the final product.
Nice to meet you, Poppy.
Okay. My name is Tara and I'm the user interface designer. I will also be responsible for the functional design phase, the conceptual design phase and the detailed design phase of the user interface design.
Hi, I'm Genevieve. I'm the marketing expert. I'm an expert at marketing. I'll be telling you guys about the user requirement specifications for our new product. I'll be doing some trend watching in the conceptual design and product evaluation for the design phase.
All right, I'm Heather, and I'm the product manager. Well, you can pretty much read what it is that I'm doing, but tool training is one thing that we're going to be doing today, as well as planning the project, how we're going to create this product and discuss our aims and objectives of this. Which brings us to our next subject. Is, as a team, we're going to be designing and creating a new kind of remote control. We want this to be a marketable product that can be trendy, a completely new style, so that can really appeal to a generation that doesn't want a simple, plain kind of channel changer. And it needs to be user friendly for for example, for people that can't see the numbers as well, or perhaps an ergonomic design.
Okay. This is a television remote control.
Yes, it's a television remote control. I believe I should be taking minutes on this right now. So, all right.
Okay.
The way that we're going to go about this is we'll have a time where we can come up with new ideas alone and work on the project, and then after we've brainstormed and thought about it, we can come together in a meeting and discuss what kind of functional design we want to use. Same with conceptual design and detailed design. So making sure that it's usable, that as a and that it's feasible to create and come up with a concept of what you want it to look like. Tool training, is it everyone
yeah,
no? Okay.
Go ahead.
Great. one thing that we're going to do is become more acquainted with the tools that we have access to for our project. One of them is our whiteboard, and as a sort of team building moment, I'd like us to try out the whiteboard by expressing our favorite animal and the characteristics of that animal. Why that should be your favorite animal. So I'm assuming that we should do that now.
Okay.
Okay. With our microphones still attached to our bodies.
Okay.
Holly growing on his head.
Do you have elk where you come from?
Yes.
You do?
We have moose too.
Do you have moose? Do you have?
We have sheep.
Yeah,
cows.
We have a good rest.
That's really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Very shapely.
Okay. That's a sketching of my elk. And it is my favorite animal right now because it is a large, beautiful, majestic creature that in a way it looks kind of awkward because it's on spindly legs, and but it can really overcome harsh terrain. And although it's gorgeous, it's also very dangerous because it has strong antlers and can really combat its enemies, even like it's an herbivore, but can really defend itself.
Very nice. Okay.
Good. And I'm gonna take minutes while you guys.
Okay. I am a big animal lover. I like all sorts of animals, but for the moment I'm going to draw a cat in memory of my cat that died recently.
Oh, cool.
I like cats because they're so independent and they always seem to be doing what they want to be doing. But that doesn't mean they're completely not sociable, because they enjoy interacting with humans as well, and they seem to enjoy the good things like sunshine and running around outside as well as being inside and enjoying the food, and generally just they just seem so cool and they just know what they're doing. I recognise them. They've got it sorted. They know what they want. Basically, that's why I love cats.
Thank you.
Draw a snail because I draw them sometimes. They're really easy to draw.
person.
Pinocchio.
Draw a dog? I suppose it has a lot. Oh my god. Right. You know what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
I like dogs because they're so good to humans. Like, they can be trained to be police dogs and CNI dogs, and they're just such friendly animals. And like, they're more of a companion than cats. I've
yeah,
nothing against cats. Cats don't really like me, so I can't like them. But they're just so friendly and warm and nice animals that don't look like that.
Alrighty. I feel like a robot. While you spend the most time to think about it, I'm going to draw a butterfly, because I saw a butterfly yesterday that seemed to be like the symbol of spring arriving. And it was actually the prettiest butterfly I've ever seen out in the wild, and I thought that was pretty cool in Scotland. It was like, well, it was a little pointier than that. At first I thought it was a dead leaf, and then it landed on the wall next to me. But this part was all brown, and then had these big blue dots like this. And then it kind of, there was a green, I think it was a green ring, and there was like red going up like this.
It's kind of like a peacock.
Yeah, it kind of was actually, because it was real, this part of the body was really dull, and then it was like the most colorful, exotic butterfly ever. And I'm like, wow, this is middle Scotland in March. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it landed by a wall and let me look at it for about 2 minutes. I wish I had my camera. So that's going to be my favorite animal, because after all the snow, it seemed to say that like spring is finally here. Yeah.
Very nice.
Great. What are
you? Do you hear the eraser buzzing while you do that?
Yes, I do.
Great. So now that we know how to use the whiteboard. The next thing we need to address is our financial department to meet our budget. Well, not meet our budget, but more like what kind of selling range we'll be looking at. We want to make this as a selling price of 25 euros. And so we have to come up with a way to create a remote control where we can, like, the price to create it will be significantly less. We'd like to make 50 million euro, assuming that's what the M means, and make it for an international market. One thing we have to think about internationally is in the design of like different kinds of VCRs, things like that, depending on which country you are. Another thing for the design team to think about. We want it to cost an absolute maximum of 12 euro and 50 cents.
Okay, so we'll have 100% profit then? 12.50?
I'm bad at math.
Okay.
So now that that is underway, it is discussion time, so this is time for us to bring our initial ideas, any suggestions that you may have so far, and your personal experiences with remote controls, and areas you see that could be improved in your experience with them. Does anyone have any initial thoughts?
I find it in the dark, it's often hard to know what button you're pushing.
Mm-hmm. So it's something we could do to remedy that.
Okay.
I
just find that in our house, the remote control always goes missing. It's always, where is the remote control? So maybe if you could have some kind of tracking device with the remote control, or some signal that you could find out where it was, I don't know, some kind of alarm. You can press a button on your wall.
It's a great idea.
Because it always gets lost.
Do you not find that, like, there's a lot of buttons on your remote control,
yeah.
and you don't know what.
Yeah, that you don't use half.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's some remote controls where there's kind of a hidden panel, so all those buttons that you don't really use unless
yeah.
you're programming
yeah,
or something,
that's
useful.
Yeah, it is.
So you just have like the number buttons, power button, TV
mm-hmm.
video button.
Yeah.
Anything about the look of the remote control that you might have ideas about? Maybe it could be, instead of like a standard rectangular shape, it could be something more interesting. Like, any ideas will do that you have at this point?
It could be shaped like a conch. Like a shell-shaped remote.
Novelty. Are we going into kind of novelty factors here? Like, I've seen.
Well, if it's
phones,
a trendy,
like a
original
okay.
aspect we're going for, I mean, you're the designer, too. You
yeah.
can decide what kind of
mm-hmm.
Direction you want to go in, but at this point in the first meeting, it can
yeah.
be any ideas that we just throw out there.
So if we're heading to have it, like, make a huge profit out of this, it needs to be quite a universally accepted thing. Like, a novelty
yeah.
thing might only sell a few.
Mm.
Things rather than like a general kind of more acceptable, but
mm-hmm.
we don't want to go to what's boring because that wouldn't sell either. So.
Yeah. And the key issue here is being trendy and original.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be outrageous.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes left, so just to cover, we have one more thing. Like, you can go over your ideas, of course, in your own personal times. Our next meeting will be in half an hour, so you have half an hour to think about what you want to present, or not present, but bring to the meeting. ID, whatever that stands for.
Industrial design.
Industrial design, I have to remember these things. You'll be beginning your working design.
Mm-hmm.
UID, the technical functions design, will be worked on the next 30 minutes. Maybe how this can be achieved, and we need the user requirements from the marketing expert. You will get specific instructions of what to do in the next half an hour, and I'll see you in half an hour, okay?
Okay, thank you.